Committee substitute presented on 266 State Affairs, an act placing certified teachers employed by the Department of Education in schools operated by the department in exempt service and providing for an effective date. We had testimony in State Affairs. Simply what it does is, right now, they're opening matters coming September. The state's in a limbo position as to hiring the teachers unless they're allowed to hire them like they do teachers, the correspondence and skill centers, where they already have educational salary ranges set up. They gotta go through a classification process. It's a hassle. Is there a motion?
Move to Kalamazoo.
Any opposition?
The only question is, why did you change it from other schools to back to?
Well, because the general feeling is that they should be classified employees, and they should eventually change the system. And we didn't want to give them broad authority so that every time they do this, they either have to come back, and eventually they're gonna change the system. But they simply don't have time to do it now.
Okay.
Phone substitute, Senate Bill number 262, an act relating to amateur radio.
Move it, Calvert.
Does this have a finance referral?
No.
Okay. Are there any objections? So, Calvert. FCS for CS for House Bill number 229, resources, an act relating to herring stripping and providing for effective date. This was waived by the judiciary. I don't know anything about this.
I'd like to hold it, check it out with Laura.
Okay.
If I might offer, Mr. Olds, with Senator Zaro was here, he might be able to respond to some questions.
Well, we can do that after the meeting.
Okay.
The bill in Senate and State Affairs today dealing with bidder preference, that is not in the Rules Committee yet. Is that in the Finance Committee? Did that go finance?
Who's, what's the sponsor?
We didn't receive it.
Over to the House.
I'd like to. If it hasn't come to us, we can't count or it don't come to us.
Why don't you want to take a look at it? Would you mind taking a look at the Senate CS that we put out today?
Sure.
We made some changes, and nobody's quite sure what we did. We're trying to tie local hire to it. We increased it from 5% to 10%, but the trade-off is it doesn't include anything over $500,000. And we tried to tie local hire into it. And I don't think it goes to finance. I'm a little concerned about it. I'm not sure. It's Grusendorf's House bidder preference. And the Senate CS should be ready this afternoon.
Tim, we have that Senate Bill 114, which is registration heavy vehicles. I'd like, can we get that calendar tomorrow?
Okay.
Move it.
Is there any objection to that bill? All right, we'll put that on tomorrow. What else do we have, Mark?
I'll carry it tomorrow.
Four other items. The municipality tax exemption, 253, House Bill 253. HJR 20, international airline passengers. HJR 23, U.S. Customs Service offices.
Heavy day tomorrow. Okay, meeting adjourned.